With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The prosecutor handling the Georgia election interference case against Donald Trump and others has decided not to pursue it further. Pete Skandalakis, who took over the case last month, made the announcement in a court filing today. Blizzard warnings in effect in parts of the upper Midwest on Tuesday, and some of those bad weather spots around the country likely to complicate matters for Thanksgiving Day travelers. John Michael Coop is a duck hunter, drove from Devil's Lake, North Dakota to just past Fargo and saw the conditions there.
Tons of cars in ditches, tow trucks, policemen. We saw one 5 or 6 car pile up with an 18-wheeler involved. I mean, it was pretty much everywhere you look and turn, there's somebody spinning out.
He spoke to WDAY-TV. Although most Americans do intend to drive to their holiday destinations, the FAA expects the busiest Thanksgiving in 15 years with more than 360,000 flights scheduled. If you're among those hitting the road, watch for that snow.
Wednesday, even into Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, into Friday. So there'll be some, you know, it's pretty narrow bands, but there'll be some significant snowfall accumulations off the lakes in Michigan and western New York.
That is Mark Chouinard at the National Weather Service. President Trump says substantial progress has been made in negotiations over a Ukraine peace agreement, although Ukrainian negotiator Alexander Beviz says it is premature now to talk about success.
There is no final version of any peace framework so far. So the document that was presented to Ukraine and discussed in Geneva was significantly transformed, and it reflects a lot of things that Ukraine wanted to put there, or to change, or to exclude from this plan.
That assessment echoed by the British Prime Minister as well. Ukrainian President Zelensky opposes any territorial concessions to Russia. One senior Kremlin official says U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff will pay a visit to Moscow next week. This is SRN News. The British government is experimenting on children.
The National Health Service will begin injecting hundreds of kids across the United Kingdom with puberty-blocking drugs to help them live as the opposite sex. The government says it wants to determine if the drugs can be safely used to support children who believe they are transgender. The announcement has been met with outrage across Britain as people condemn the unprecedented experiment as unnecessary and dangerous. Michael Harrington reporting.
More than 18 million Bibles have been sold in the U.S. this year as part of a 5-year boom in Bible sales. It's been highlighted by an uptick of 2.4 million sold in September alone. While publishers can track how many copies of the scriptures are sold, they don't have demographic details of all the buyers. Tim Wildsmith, a former college campus minister turned author, wonders if the tumult of the last 5 years is playing a role between the pandemic, wars, and a lot of political battles. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason with a midday Wall Street Business Report.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason. Hopes for a Fed interest rate cut are helping to prop up Wall Street, offsetting sagging consumer confidence readings amid higher prices and a slowing job market. The stock market opened modestly higher this morning, the final day of trading before the Thanksgiving break. The Trump administration is seeking to abandon a rule that sets even tougher standards for soot pollution, arguing the Biden administration did not have the authority to set the tighter standard on pollution emanating from tailpipes, smokestacks, and other industrial sources. The makers of ByHeart infant formula say tests of products tied to a botulism outbreak showed that all of the company's products may have been contaminated. At least 31 babies in 15 states have been sickened in the outbreak that began in August. ByHeart has recalled all.
This is SRN News.